talked about in names and things and so forth. If say you were talking with somebody and tell them about your nationality, you might say, well, I'm a Canadian, and you'd say, well, I'm a
American.
What about somebody, what's your name for somebody who maybe a white man who just won't do any work. He's lazy and kind of shiftless. Just won't work. What do they usually call him?
He's in that bum.
You ever hear the term cracker used much down here?
Oh, yeah.
I
reckon what cracker is I would be a full-fledged cracker because I was born and raised here in the South, South Florida, in the state of Florida. Yeah, I was supposed today to go historical meeting at Bartow. Free dinner by my wife and me because we lived in this county 80 years, born and raised in this county, lived here over 80 years. There'd be a lot of people there. I hate to miss it, but it couldn't go.
The many people in the county that have been here 80 years?
There'd be quite a few there, but there'd be more than that. Today, it hasn't been there quite that long.
What would you usually call a man, maybe from the city, that didn't know anything about country ways and came out to the country? What about one from the country, didn't know anybody city ways, that went into the city, what did you just call him?
Kind of a backwards tracker.
That would be right. Yeah. Now, have you ever heard
of that? Yeah, that's what I tell a lot of people. I am a backwards tracker. I know pig trails, alligator trails, coon trails, stuff like that. But I don't know anything about streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard any of them use the term Peckerwood talking about a man?
No, not talking about a man.
It's always a bird.
It's always a bird.
I see, we're talking about different names for things. You know the war back between the North and the South in the 1860s? What did they call that war? What did you mean when you were coming up? What did they usually call that war?
They call that different. They called the South the Rebel and the Confederate. We used to tell together one time about the North, the Union Army. This old boy had both hands off. And one eye out, both feet out.